This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, that was interesting.
That was me.
What just happened?
I think it's my cord. There's something going on with this mic. When I grabbed it, it turned off. Hey, it's Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a bright, sunshiny day out the window right now. So you got that. It's Thursday. Friday's right around the corner. It's 9:09.
It's Thursday.
Thank you. I'm dying to hear what the peoples had to say. Be a text.
All right.
Today.
Yeah, we got a lot of texts this morning, and we appreciate you sending those in. So 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent. Hey, SNV, was diagnosed with cancer September 20th. Was told yesterday cancer is dead. Only one more treatment and I'm free.
Wow.
Some good news for the new year.
No doubt.
One of my favorite memes, and I told you I didn't have enough time to really get online and search around, but one of my favorite memes that I did see on Facebook was, so 2021 was supposed to be a better year and we made it 5 days. And it was like, oh, right, because yesterday was the 6th.
Yep.
And that went down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lucky. My mom is diabetic and would open snacks and OJ while we shopped if she had low blood sugar. I still do it. But it can be embarrassing to throw that empty wrapper on the belt.
Yeah. Well.
You're still paying for it, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And let them. What are they going to say?
Right now, I fear you're eating with your dirty COVID hands, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, don't do it. Well, plus, you got to have your mask on the whole time. You can't, you know, you have to wait till you're in the car to shove your hand.
Unless you're going to shove
into the bag.
Those barbecue chips up under your mask, past your chin into your mouth, which I imagine would leave quite the skid mark.
And would not help with my maskne.
Right.
Skid mark.
It's a chin skid mark. It's an orange barbecue skid mark going up to your mouth.
Let's see. You guys are behaving in a dignified way, being forthright and honest. That's all we ask. Like, that your personalities can come through.
It's tough when big things happen. It doesn't feel appropriate to do some of the regular BS that we do, you know, where we're just having fun. Feels wrong to have fun some days.
Mm-hmm. In addition to COVID crap, try also throwing in a home addition remodel that has taken since August and still have no bathroom and sleeping and living in the kitchen and no heat.
Oh, no.
That's from 707.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Home remodels are tough. Especially
I've had some really bum luck over the last couple years, but one of them wasn't that my remodel ended right before we all shut down for COVID. Like, it couldn't have been more thing. I'm so grateful, and it shows I do have some good luck.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way. We finished this studio, and then it had to go into use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was, boy, that would have been problematic.
So I'm sorry that's happened to you. Started in August, so oof.
That's, yeah. Well, it always takes twice as long, costs twice the money.
Half a year. Ouch. We went 4 weeks without a fridge, and I swear you never knew how much you need your fridge till you don't have one.
Right.
That's just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Running across the street to the neighbor's house to get the stuff that we need. And that's because we have nice neighbors. If we didn't, right. I don't know what we'd do. If Trump is impeached, oh, I already read this one. He can't run for office again. I don't know if that's true, but so if they don't invoke the 25th, they should at least try for an expedited impeachment to keep him from running again.
Well, there'll be plenty of people blocking that, I'm sure.
Happy birthday to Sarah's dad, and even more, happy 40th birthday to me, Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
Happy 40th.
Maybe your friends will throw you a funeral today.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what we did for you. You loved it.
Remember? Right. Oh, I did love it so much. I felt the love. Really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big party.
Yeah. And the old guy art and all the stuff.
Oh, God, it was great. That was genius. Too bad we never saw those T-shirts again.
Huh, yeah, I don't know what you did with them.
I know what happened to them, but somebody
you
gets
do?
All yeah, you took them. Somebody gets all feisty whenever I say so. So
yeah. Weird. I don't.
Whole
That's
box
the
disappeared.
Point. I didn't even
Along
take myself to
boxes,
the show that
all
day.
All the boxes.
It's not like I could have taken them. You guys took me from the station to the show brought me back. My car wasn't even there.
Yeah, you're not giving yourself enough credit, Vinny, really. You know.
Oh, my God. I keep explaining that to you, and you keep deciding that's not what happened. Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
We'll find out someday. Someday you'll be cleaning up. Someday Christina will be cleaning out the attic and call me and go, hey, I found a bunch of these weird shirts with naked Vinny old man on there.
She can't get up into the attic.
Oh, you're safe then.
David Diggs, local Oakland boy, doing good. That's from 510.
Owning that Nature Valley commercial because cheese factor high. He is owning it. He's committed. It's funny.
Oh, please. How to destroy a good thing in 5 seconds? Add a Miley. I don't know
that's
if that's true. I actually like Miley, but I don't think Metallica, Miley Cyrus Metallica covers album is necessary.
Well, we'll see. Maybe we'll be like, how did we ever live without this? My God. You never know.
Oh.
Adam Miley.
801 says, Vinny, I could not agree more about the Chronic album. Yeah, that first Chronic it's perfect. I listened to it a lot. And it defines a certain period of time in my life. It was when I was getting, I'd been hired to do mornings in LA and was driving up there repeatedly to look for a house to live in and listening to that CD that's just fits. And then of course the station got sold and someone went in on a Friday and fired everybody. And the station I was going to work at, they fired everyone so fast. They couldn't even call me and tell me the job we hired you for is no longer here. Cause we're no longer
How'd
here.
How'd you find out?
A friend listened to the station and came into what was essentially me sort of seeing these friends before I moved and came in and said, there's Barry Manilow on 100.3 in LA. What is going on? And I was like, what?
Did you have a contract signed? Did they have to pay you or?
No, there wasn't going to be, it was a work agreement. I wasn't at a level where I would have even thought to ask them for a contract. My boss, the one who hired me the first time in San Diego, had gone up there and he said, yeah, I want you to do mornings with me. And I went, I'm in. I'll take it.
I agree.
Done. I was too young to think about, you know, what do I need?
Right.
What I needed was that job.
What happened with the apartment situation?
I never got one, so I never had to back out of one.
Oh,
I hadn't
even
gotten one yet. This was
all
like...
Were you going to commute from San Diego?
No. I was planning to get a place. I was just going to get it and move. And it's not like I had a lot to move. When I moved to meet with you in Philly, everything fit in the back of my pickup.
Yeah. You should have tarped that, if I recall.
Yeah, I should have. You're right.
The old damp futon didn't work out.
They take a long time to dry.
Yeah.
My dad will be 84 in May, and he also likes getting toys. Whenever I travel, especially internationally, he asks me to bring him back a toy. Love you guys.
He doesn't need anything, you know? So it's either food or just something funny. You know, I send him little funny gifts, things that I think will amuse him.
Let's see. Blippi, I remember the days of Teletubbies, Wiggles, Doddle Bops. for my kids in my childhood, it was HR Puff and Stuff and Banana Splits.
Yeah.
Not quite sure what my Japanese-speaking parents thought of American TV. Mm. Well, that's kid stuff. I'm sure that what they thought was, our kids entertained and we have a minute. We can clean up around the house or whatever. Because that always becomes the thing.
Surfaces.
Yeah, anything. Anytime the kid's busy for a minute, you look around and go, what can I get done while this kid's not looking?
That they can undo again as soon as they are looking.
Right. Looks like Sarah's psychic. Elon Musk has now officially become the richest man in America, or in the world, with $188 billion. I saw that and didn't know if it was true, but they're already reporting he's overtaken Bezos.
Sarah, why did I not buy Tesla?
Sarah and Vinny, Bryn and Nicole. Are you thinking that you might get a Tesla car if you were to purchase another one?
No. Unless I had a garage, I wouldn't do that. I'm saying, why did I not buy Tesla stock?
No, I understand what you were just saying. Okay. I'm just curious if you also
I would love to have a Tesla. They're too nice to sit in my bird poop pepper tree driveway. I'm just not doing it.
My friend just bought the Y.
Mm-hmm. Which one's that?
That's what I said. I went, I got to look that up. I only know about the 3. So the Y is yet another version, and I can't even tell what the difference is.
I want the one that Bryn's dad has.
That's the X.
That is the best. That's the
Y
one.
Is like the middle between the 3 and the X.
So oh,
it's
okay.
Like the midsize. It's not like a small one or a big one. It's right in the middle. It's kind of cool.
They need to come up with a numbering or lettering system and just decide on it. I mean, come on, all these different letters and numbers. 3, stop it.
Y, he's the X. Richest man in the world. I think he's doing whatever he's doing. He's
I
doing
do what
it right.
I want. I'm he's Elon right. Musk. My kid's name is AEX121152.
Sarah and Vinny, Bryn and Nicole, happy Friday Eve. Vinny, the way you talked to your daughter about why she is punished and why she can't do certain things was inspired. As a mom, that is one of the best explanations I have heard. Mm. That's nice to hear. I don't consider myself a great parent, but...
You're the perfect parent for your kids.
All right.
Do your best for them. That's all you can really do.
Someone wrote in and said, do you remember you probably saw this picture among all the others. There's a person stealing one of the podiums or lecterns or whatever it is. Someone said it's on eBay right now up for sale.
Well, that guy should be pretty traceable.
Yeah, right. You'd think, right?
Jesus.
I don't know if that's true.
I love how they're like, we're going to track the video how about you rounded those people up last night and went through them? But... there were a lot of issues with yesterday that left me scratching my head. That's just one of them.
Thanks for telling us about Apple One subscription yesterday. It saves us a lot of money. Yeah, I was shocked at how much it saved us when we finally took a look at the you know, you find yourself sort of tacking on all of these things and you don't almost, you really do need to sit down and look at what you can consolidate.
Right.
And that's basically what my wife did was get a more orderly subscription so that we're not all over the place. And basically, stopping my Chronicle pays for the Apple thing.
Pays for the whole thing, for everything
right.
that you
mm-hmm.
were paying for.
I read this morning that yesterday's incident ended with about 62 arrests, and almost all of them were just due to breaking curfew.
Hmm.
Oh, okay, well...
Hmm.
Hopefully they're able to find video that shows those curfew breakers being part of the committing other crimes.
Right.
The lettering for Tesla, texters are texting in right now, and it says it's supposed to spell sexy.
Tesla?
Yeah.
Tesla.
The lettering for the cars, is that right?
Oh, is there an S?
I don't know a lot about Tesla.
A 3, an X, and a Y?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
They do have a sense of humor over there. You know, what is it? Radical mode? What's the ridiculous mode? What's the...
Ludicrous.
Ludicrous mode. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let me show you a visual real quick of
okay.
that.
Okay, let's have a look at this.
See that?
Oh,
sexy.
The 3. Is that how they write 3? They are sexy. God, I want the X. How much is a used X?
They range, of course, because the battery size and the, you know, all that all the extra options, but you can get one for ranging from 50 to, you know, 100.
I want it for cheap.
It's funny that my friend who just bought one said that she is already having, I guess it's because you're new to the electric. Uh-huh. There's a ton of that. What do you call that? Charge fear?
Range anxiety.
Range anxiety. That's it. That's big in the beginning.
Absolutely.
Before you know that you can trust that you've got enough juice to get home, you find yourself turning everything off and hoping.
I thought the range on those was exceptional. I can't get 60 miles on my BMW.
I know.
It just, I mean, that's not going to happen.
Some of the threes can go up to 300 something miles.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's if you got like some kind of battery upgrade. What about the X? How many miles can you get on that? Because 300 miles is what they say the average tank of gas gets you.
Right. I know the ones that my parents had went to 240 or something like that. I'm not sure.
That's nice.
Where they go now. Big cars, SUVs. Fast.
Well, the nice thing about Tesla is that they have those fast charge stations everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can find one and join the line. I don't know how many people are trying to get on there.
Right.
Can I just say something real quick? Whenever we talk about Bryn's dad and he talks about his parents, he is such a phenom. Such an incredible success story. Someone who came here at a time when America was at war, basically, with Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
He came here barely able to speak English with a family in tow and has become a huge success.
Mm-hmm.
Again, was English at that point even one of his languages?
No, that started when he got here.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And lost a brother, at least one brother on the way,
he lost
right?
A lot of siblings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they escaped in little boats and some of them didn't make it. Like it is actually quite amazing that what he's accomplished. And he certainly raised a fine young man in Bryn.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
We're lucky to have Bryn. And he still works his ass off. That guy is that guy's digging things, building things.
He can't stop.
Your dad's out of control with the energy.
Yeah. He's an example, though, of like it's such a success story.
He made it happen.
And everybody who says you can't, there's a guy who says, "Yeah, no, you can." Yeah,
and
absolutely. That's incredible.
Let nothing
stops really,
me.
But
right.
You can see how he can walk up to his kids like myself and go, "What are you doing with your life?"
<You know? laughs> Don't you have any idea what I went through to get you here?
What do you mean? I'm sitting in a spaceship with stunner shades on.
Hello?
What are you talking about? I mean,
you think you work hard, huh?
Well, he usually does give you a job to do each afternoon, right. So, you know, he's making sure you get some hard work in.
Let me see if there's anything else I got to get to. There's still a lot of text, but we understand your frustration with yesterday, no doubt. There's different levels of it depending on how much of this crap you were watching, but
right.
Single gal here in yesterday's events had me thinking of Canada too, Sarah. There's a dating site called Maple Match that connects Americans with Canadians.
Oh, well, Nicole, don't do it.
Oh,
I know we were talking about it yesterday, like we meant it, but we're not going to go anywhere.
I was
Stop
look
it.
Up that app right
don't
now.
Do it.
Okay.
I forbid it. You're with us. Stop it.
Well, she could use a dating life, though, right?
Yeah, but not in Canada.
They are nice people.
Sure, they're nice. They're just far, far away.
Yeah.
You know, my motto used to be you don't date across a bridge, but, you know, putting that much distance between you and a border.
Yeah, don't date across a border.
It's highly unlikely that you two will succeed. Trust me.
Well, I mean, to get here, I just go over two bridges, so that mentality of...
So it'd be nothing to get up to Canada.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm ready for that.
Just straight
All
shot.
Right. On that note, we'll tap out. But thanks for your contributions. Back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good show today, you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt like I was pretty fragile coming in. And it was just, you know, this is a team that I love and trust. And I'm grateful for every day. And I actually wanted to say thank you to our sister station, KCBS, today. They sent Doug Sovereign over to give us some reports. And Vinny, you did great with him. And
I love Doug.
Yeah, it was very informative and calming. And I don't know. Just hanging with you guys makes sort of reestablishes my faith in people. So I, for one, feel like I had a pretty good morning.
Will there be an e-bike ride today?
It's beautiful out. I hadn't even thought about it, Vinny, but yeah, maybe we'll go out and that'll be nice.
Fill your lungs full of fresh air. It'll do you good.
It will. Yeah, it'll certainly be a lot better than it was yesterday. I was trapped on the couch. It was pouring out. It was like they were forcing me to watch that stuff. They, the gods, the powers that be. Yeah, let's just hope for easier times.
Friday. Stay optimistic. I mean, come on, it's right around the corner.
That is true. Very true. And I think tonight I'm finishing The Undoing. That is a show.
So you say you recommend it?
It's a tough watch. I mean, there's some horrible things happen, but it's Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant, and Donald Sutherland's actually in it quite a bit, and he plays Nicole's dad. But it's a solid mystery. It's not super
a mystery. I like it.
Oh, full mystery. Oh, you I think you would like it, Ben.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah, it's.
I got to finish the morning show first, but I'll go to that next.
Sure, yeah. I know I'm going to start the morning show pretty soon here.
That's Jen. It's not this show.
No.
Which is a morning show, but it's the Jen Aniston TV show on Apple TV.
Right, exactly. Well, either way, you're right. Tomorrow is Friday, and it's. I look forward to that being a good day. And thanks to everybody who listened today. Stick around because V Hale is up next. She's our new little darling. And of course, our Janie in the afternoon. Alice open for business 24/7.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.